is what I felt like God gave me. So I want to share it with you. And I believe God's going to speak to us. If I could title this tonight is, If God Be For Us. If God Be For Us. Who can be against us? Ain't you glad you got God on your side?
Yeah.
More than that, I'm glad I'm on His side.
Right.
Now you could turn that around and say, if God be against us, who in the world could ever be for us?
That's right.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
But I'm glad, Brother Tom, like you said, He's never failed me.
He's never failed.
He has always been with me.
Always.
He's kept me for over 46 years. There's some people here that's probably been in this longer than me. But you're still here, and God has kept you.
Amen.
Now notice, ain't it amazing when it looks like all hope is gone and there's no way out, God steps in and makes a way for His people.
Yes.
All hope is gone. It looks that way sometimes. Closed doors. What now? Which way do I go? What do I do? God steps in and makes a way for His people.
He does.
The Lord we serve wants us to know it ain't over when God is on our side.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
He is still in control. He knows how to move, when to move, and how to answer. Ain't you glad of that?
Yeah.
If God be on our side, we cannot lose. If God be on our side, what can the devil do? God is on the side of the righteous. He'll rule for the just. He's holy and He's true. He never fails. He'll never lose a battle. Ain't you glad of that tonight? Hallelujah. God knows exactly what our needs are. Before we ask Him, He knows where we are.
Amen.
It's never too late when Jesus is in your boat.
Yeah.
We're going down, are we?
Come on.
My family's going down.
Come on. Come on.
I feel like I'm going down sinking.
Come on.
I feel like I'm blowing bubbles. What now? If Jesus is on board of your vessel and you have the witness of His Spirit, He's going to take care of you.
That's right.
He'll get you over and He'll get you across. Raise your little hand. Man, I feel Him tonight. Sweet Lord, I love you. God will make a way when there seemeth to be no way. He's on board of this vessel. I let Him on board a long time ago. The psalmist David said in Psalms 20:6, we will rejoice in thy salvation.
Yeah.
And in the name of our God,
right,
we will set up our banners. Our banner is the great God Jehovah. Jesus and the blood of the Lamb is our banner. He shall always be our salvation. Let the freedom ring. There is liberty in serving the Lord.
Yeah.
And you just wave it to Him tonight and say, He is my banner. Yeah. He's my banner of salvation. He's the one that brought me out. He's the one that saved me and washed me in the blood of the Lamb. He is my keeper and my deliverer. I raise my voice in praise to Him. Glory to God. He goes on, the Lord fulfill all thy petitions, all of your prayer requests, all of your needs. Now know I, David says, now know I that the Lord saveth His anointed. Are you called? Are you anointed? Has He brought you out? Has He put His Spirit inside of your soul? The Lord saveth His anointed. He will hear Him from His holy heaven with the saving strength of His right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of our Lord, our God. Hallelujah. I remember Him. Thank you, Lord. He's delivered me in times past. He's made ways for me, and He knows how to do it again. Thank you, Lord. Isaiah 59:19. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. How many's ever felt like He's come in like a flood? He surrounded me, but the Spirit of the Lord has lifted up a standard. How many's glad He's got a hedge around you and He's got keeping power? Thank you, Lord. You know, really, I thought of this message. I thought of the election when I was writing all of this. But it's not exactly why I wrote it, but I was thinking how it looks like the wicked is rejoicing. It looks like the ungodly is taking charge and they're in rule and taking over. But it ain't over because God's got some people to cry to Him. God's got people to cry and pray to Him to move and deliver.
Right.
We need to tell the devil, you can't undo what God has done.
Right.
You cannot do it. Hallelujah. You cannot take away what He has given. What God starts, He will finish. It ain't over. Yeah. The Lord will have the final say. Yeah. His word is true.
Right.
He's not a man that He should lie. Hath He said, and shall He not do it? Hath He spoken? And shall He not make it good? It is written, thus saith the Lord, my hope is in His promises. Raise your little hand. My hope is in a God that never fails. His word is yea and amen. It's truth from the beginning. Thank you, Lord. Woo. Shall mortal man change God's decree? Shall a mortal weak human being, a man, change God's decree? No. Can a man make void God's promises? No. Can weak human beings stand in the way of the Almighty? No. Can he change the will of God? No. 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 If mortal man could change the path of the sun, if he could hold back the dawning and control the ocean's tides, then he could make void the eternal word of God. But he cannot do it.
Thank God.
I said he cannot do it. Woo! Hallelujah. One man prayed and stayed the sunball in the sky, held it back by so many decrees. Do you think across this nation we've got millions of blood-bought Christians that are crying out to God and saying, save us, oh God, from the liberal Democratic Party that wants to see this nation down in filth and immoral corruption? People are crying out to God. I'm telling you, you cannot change God's mind. Raise your hand and say, Lord, you're still in control. If God be for us, who can be against us? And greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. I'm glad He's on our side. The church is His bride, and she is His jewel in this wicked world. Do you think Jesus will forsake His bride? No. He's with His church. Let the gates of hell, hallelujah, let the demon powers cry and let them mock. But the church of Jesus Christ is strong, and she's built up on the solid rock, the rock of ages. I'm glad that He's secure. I'm glad He's a stronghold in the day of battle. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous runneth into and is safe. I'm glad that He's a covert in the time of tempest. I'm glad that David said, lead me when my heart is overwhelmed within me, and lead me to that rock that is higher than I. You have been a refuge for me in times past. Ain't you glad of that? He is my refuge. He is my pavilion. He is my hedge. He is for His church. Give Him a wave offering tonight. It ain't over, devil.
That's right.
I said it ain't over, United States of America. I feel the Lord here. Glory to God. God's got some people. I cry tonight. This thing don't belong to the devil. It belongs to God Almighty. And God ain't done with it yet. I said the Lord ain't done with it yet.
He ain't done yet.
Praise God.
We need some faith. Hallelujah. We need to persevere and pray. Hallelujah. Pull down those strongholds.
That's it.
Sister sent Mary and I a text from out of town, out of state. She said, me and my mother have fasted and prayed for days about this election. Brother Tommy, Sister Mary, God is hearing those prayers. She said, I had prayed so hard, interceding in the Spirit, in the Holy Ghost. She said, my face went numb. Woo. Oh, God. Hallelujah to the Lord. This thing ain't over.
No.
Thank you, Lord. Put your eyes, keep your eyes on God. Hallelujah. His word is forever, ever settled in heaven. No power from hell can stop God from moving and answering the cries and the prayers of his people. Jesus may be 4 days late, but he's always right on time. Devils cannot defy him, and death cannot stop him. When God fights, God always wins. Hallelujah. He stands on the side of the right. Hallelujah. I said, when God arises, his enemies are scattered. They'll come out one way, and God makes them flee seven ways. Hallelujah to God.
Amen.
Listen, there ain't a situation too big for God to handle. Not a problem that he cannot fix. If he's moved before, he'll move again.
Amen.
That's right.
I feel faith.
Yes, Lord.
I feel faith. Holy, 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 holy. I said, if God's moved before, God will move again. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Feel it, Brother Earl. Has he ever failed? Has he always come through? He's always come through. Come on, you got millions of Christians in this world. You think God will let them go down? No. Raise your little hand. No, 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 no. Yes, Jesus is a coming soon. It would tickle me. It would please me, Brother Charlie, to hear that trumpet sound and the Lord call us home. But people are not ready yet. Loved ones outside of the ark of safety. Backsliders still wandering out in the darkness, and the Lord is using this to wake people up inside. It ain't over.
Amen.
Hey God, hey God, hallelujah. If he's moved before, he'll move again. There's no limit to God's power. His hand is not too short that it cannot reach down and save. He can still turn night to day. He can still turn sorrows into joy. There's still a God in heaven. Daniel walked up to wicked King Nebuchadnezzar, and he was 500 and some miles away from his homeland in Jerusalem. Nebuchadnezzar came in and ransacked the place and took the people of God captive to Babylon in the land of Iraq today. That's where Babylon was. Hallelujah. And taught them his language and tried the three Hebrew children and old Daniel himself to try to teach them his language. But they purposed in their heart, we might be in Babylon, but Jerusalem and the God of Israel is down in our heart, and we shall never compromise. And old Daniel was faithful in his spirit, faithful to God every day, and prayed three times a day with his windows opened up to Jerusalem. He had an excellent spirit. Hallelujah. He walked up and told Nebuchadnezzar, he said, there is a God in heaven. Hallelujah. Raise your little hand. There is a God in heaven. Oh, Belshazzar came along, and Daniel was in that land. What was it, 70 some year he lived to be an old man. But God showed Daniel and the three Hebrew children, he showed them favor and blessed them. The lions could not eat Daniel, and the fire could not burn the three Hebrew children. We will not compromise, and we will not bow down to your idol of gold. God Jehovah is our God. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and we're going to serve him. I'm telling you, the fire could not burn them, and the lions could not eat them. God is with us. right in America, and I don't care what the wicked say, God still rules. Hallelujah.
God still rules.
God's
here. He's going to move for his people in this hour. You mark it down.
Yeah.
Woo! Hey, God.
Come on.
Devil would like to stop this gospel. You know that? He'd like to shut her down.
Yep.
You'll not do it.
Not do it.
I said you won't do it, Satan.
That's right.
Hallelujah to God. His hand ain't too short that he can't reach. Pull you out. To keep you hedged in.
That's right.
There's still a God in heaven that answers when we believe and call on his name.
Yeah.
God is saying in this message, put your confidence and faith in me. Look to me.
Yeah.
I am faithful.
Yeah.
I never have failed. And I never will fail my children.
That's right.
I'm Alpha Omega. I'm the beginning and the end. I am the first and the last. There's none before me, nor ever shall be after me. I am that I am. I am Jehovah. Hallelujah. You can't change it, devil. You can't take that away. Can I tell us here tonight, our God still sits high. He is still in charge of it all. He's greater than kings and leaders and nations. He'll take care of his people. The church is the apple of God's eye. His eyes are upon the righteous, and his ears are open to their cries. He will be with them in six troubles. And in the seventh one, he will deliver. He will minister to his children. He will feed them. And he will clothe them. And he will keep them until Jesus comes. I got God on my side and I can't lose. Hallelujah. Say, if God be for us, who can be against us? The God that put the sunball in the sky and that brings it up in the morning and lets it said in the evening, he is still God. Hallelujah. It's not now, but in the morning the sunball shall arise according to his decree, and the devil cannot change it. I tell you, the devil can't do it. Praise the Lord forever. Give him a wave offering here tonight. The Lord wants us to know he is with his children. Put your trust in him.
Yes, amen.
Don't doubt him now. Start speaking faith.
All right.
Come on. Over 2,600 years ago. What? Man, that's a long time, ain't it? 2,600 years ago, the Lord spoke to Jeremiah in Jeremiah 32. Behold, take notice, Jeremiah. I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? I'm going to regather my people and cause my captivity to return. Is there anything too hard? God's a speaker to Jeremiah. Jeremiah, is there anything too hard for me? Nothing is impossible to him that believeth. Praise him, church. Praise him. Nothing that God can't bring us through. Nothing that he cannot fix. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Who do you put your confidence and trust in? CNN, MSNBC, ABC, NBC, CBS,
X, Y, and Z.
Fox News, I kicked them out too.
That's right.
Come on.
I don't got it. I'm not in there no more. I found out when I kept up with the bad news and reading this and stuff, it painted an awful horrible picture in my mind and in my heart. We ain't going to make it. We're going down. We're going under communist rule. We're going to do this. They're going to take us and send us into prison camps. We're all going to be in prison camp. Brother Earl's going to preach to us. Sister Missy's going to sing without a piano. We're going to be in prison camp. You'd be surprised what voices, I'm trying to help us tonight, what voices will do in the media and how they painted. They took Trump when he came in 4 years ago and painted him dark and black. Everything negative that they could speak about Donald Trump, they did it. And the media spread the poison out, and people read it, and they listened to it on the world news.
Oh, yeah.
So now it's got all of this chaos in the streets, and everybody's wanting Biden to come in.
Yeah.
It ain't going to work, you filthy devil, you.
No.
It ain't going to work.
That's right.
I believe it. It will not work.
Come on.
Raise your hand, praise Him. Praise God, praise God. I kicked it out. I don't want any bad news. My heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise unto the Lord. Hallelujah, my heart. I've got the good news. I've got God's word. I've got His gospel. I'd rather believe God than over man, wouldn't you?
Amen.
I don't care what the numbers tell you. Woo! Hallelujah. I don't care what the numbers tell you. There is still a God in heaven. Do you really know this awesome God of the universe? Do you know Him that holds every breath in His hands? Do you know Him?
Yes.
Do you know the maker of the earth and sea? Do you know the maker of the rain? Do you know the master of the wind? He's the creator of you and me. The Lord is a saying, look to me. Listen, would you turn with me to Isaiah 41? And I'll end it here. Isaiah 41. I want you to behold this with your eyes. The Bible said, let not my word depart from thine eyes, but keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Let's look. Verse 8, 41 and 8. I'm sorry. Turn to chapter 40 and verse 8. Isaiah 40 and 8. The Bible says here, the grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Verse 12, who hath measured the waters in the hollow of His hand, and meted out heaven with a span, and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the balance in scales and the heels in a balance. Look at verse 15. I'm going somewhere. Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket, and are counted as the small dust of the balance. Behold, He taketh up the isles as a very little thing. What a mighty God. Just a drop in the nation are you, world. A drop in the bucket, the nations. Look at verse 17. All nations before Him are as nothing, and they are counted to Him less than nothing and vanity. 18. To whom will ye liken? Will ye liken God? Or what likeness will you compare? Compare unto Him. Look at verse 22. It is He that sitteth upon the circle of the earth. The inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in. Verse 25. To whom then will ye liken me? Or who shall I be equal? Saith the Holy One. Lift up your eyes on high, and behold who hath created these things, that bringeth out their host by number. He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of His might. 27. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of His understanding. He giveth power to the faint, And to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So what are you saying here, Lord, to your people? Listen. To whom will you liken me to? Who will you compare me to? In your eyes, am I equal to any monarch? Am I equal to any king or queen? How do you view me, children? Am I on the level of presidents? And am I on the level of their leaders? Are they strong enough to manipulate or change me? Come on, will they change my will concerning my people? Do you not realize that heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool? The Lord would have us know here tonight, don't ever get to the place that you doubt God. No matter what you see or face, don't say that God doesn't see, that he's not aware, he doesn't care. Oh yes, he sees you, he sees the situation, and God cares. Raise your little hand, he knows, and he's still in control. Hallelujah to God. Would you stand here as they come to the piano? God's just saying, I am that I am. I'm still the God of Abraham. Hallelujah. I change not. I am the Lord and I change not. David said in Psalms 27:13, he said, I would have fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. He said, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. Come on, let's lift our voice tonight and let's pray. What was it, Jesus over there? He gave the parable in Luke's gospel. Jesus himself said, he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not faint. Can I tell us, Brother Jason, let's not faint. Let's keep praying. He said, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow, one little lonely widow. Listen, in that city, one widow. And she came unto him, saying, avenge me of my adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. Right here's the scripture. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with him? The Lord's going to move for his people. I said, the Lord's going to move for his church. Let's faint not, and let's pray, and let's give it to God and watch him move. Pray, pray, pray.
Amen.
Praise God. Jesus.
My father still sold in trouble of sin. Every man's winning my sin.
Yes, Lord.
But I have a friend who watches over me. I know. like an eagle to the sky. Among the peaks, my soul can be found. And the distress is gone, they drive me from the heights. Bring me, Lord, and bring me down.
Oh, sun is shining again. I know the master loves.
He can do it, church. He can turn situations around that looks impossible. God is still in control. God can change situations.
I know.
Praise Him. Believe Him tonight. Hallelujah. He still sits high. He looks slow.